The title of the new Woody Allen film, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, refers to two women and a place. The women are in their mid to late 20s, not yet settled in life. Barcelona will be their last great adventure together before Vicky marries her fiancé, a safe bet stockbroker type. The women are lingering over the remains of a good repast and a full glass of wine. Vicky, Rebecca Hall, is the tall, slender brunette, a dusting of freckles across the bridge of her nose, self-aware, intelligent. She's finishing a master's degree on Spanish culture, with expressive hands. She could be hidebound, a bummer, especially with a few drinks in her. Cristina Scarlett Johansson, the free-spirited amateur filmmaker and full-time wanderer, is earthy, has hair of spun white gold, and looks like she was poured into her clothes and forgot to say when. She's a creature from an earlier age, a full-lipped, milky white 50s goddess when the girls were supposed to be curvy. "Stop looking at that man," warns Vicky. "I'm just drinking my wine," says Cristina. "Well, you're doing something because now he's coming over here." Artfully disheveled in loose-fitting layers of black linen with a loose, muscular lope, Juan Antonio, Javier Bardem, loving this, approaches the dinner table. He's a painter, we learned a little earlier, newly divorced from a passionately crazy wife. Within a few sentences, Juan Antonio has asked both women to accompany him on a private plane trip to a small town where, he says, they will eat good food, drink good wine, check out the Gaudi and Miró, and all three will sleep together. Cristina doesn't even pretend to resist temptation for a moment, and Vicky feels bound to chaperone. Well, so far, Vicky Cristina Barcelona has puttered along amiably. A distracting narrator tells us all about the characters, even what they're feeling and thinking. Much of what we want to be dramatized is glossed over in a sunny and somewhat forced glow. Aging, prolific directors like Woody Allen often get bored of the details and resort to a sort of shorthand. They've seen every kind of person and every combination of persons, so they deal in types more than specifics, a kind of metafiction. Whether you like that may determine whether you enjoy the film. But when Penelope Cruz enters the film as Juan Antonio's tempestuous, raven-tressed, crazy painter of an ex-wife, it's a jumpstart. That marriage, we learn, was doomed. Even though Juan Antonio and Maria Elena love each other passionately, and I do mean passionately, some needed ingredient has always been missing. It's obvious to us, it's another girl. Soon every possibility of romantic coupling between Cristina, Juan Antonio, and Maria Elena takes place, all of it disappointingly well within a PG-13 rating. There's a bit to think about here, especially considering that Maria Elena is the perfect combination of Vicky and Cristina. The trio's love life is called into question by Vicky's fiancé, who says he won't set himself up as judge, yet calls Cristina a Mormon wife and asks if she's now bisexual. "Why do you have to label me?" she asks. "I'm just me." Well, score one for the free spirits. And we also get to know Judy, Patricia Clarkson, and Mark, Kevin Dunn, a traditional married couple. We learn that Judy is desperately unhappy and only stays because she lacks the courage to leave. Chalk up another one for the free spirits. Well, Woody Allen has artists for friends, lovers, exes, and wives. He knows all about hothouse flowers and has worked out his feelings over decades of film. It would be wrong to call him a past hippie, but he's certainly looking back now and finding plenty of doubt about free love. One character calls Cristina chronically dissatisfied, and I think that nails her. Will she ever stop looking for she doesn't even know what? And at the very end of the film, before they go down, down, down an escalator, gazing in opposite directions, Vicky gives Cristina a very strange look indeed. What do you think it means? Does it hold that key to that which eludes them? Reviewing Vicky Cristina Barcelona for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.